When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was super necessary.
God, in it, my God!
Unbelievable! Right there! Done and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
He can't say much other than wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, brother.
Can
How
you
are
hear
we
me
doing?
on air? It's all good.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, all good. Yeah.
How are you doing, mate? You good?
Yeah, mate. All good. Yeah, I couldn't use my iPad. Then I was on, but I was just trying to hold the phone.
Yeah. So always the way, innit? When you need it, doesn't work how you want it to. So we are live on YouTube now. So for anybody just joining, if you are wanting to get any questions in for Malach, just drop them in the comments and we'll get them asked for you. But Malach, thank you for joining me, mate. It's been, I can imagine, a mad few weeks for you after the big PFL show.
Oh, man, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's definitely the biggest show I've fought in. But, like, it's nothing like... Because it's still an amateur fight as well, so it's not really that big. But obviously, it's like I said, it's the biggest show I fought in. But I think my focus now is just getting better, and it's on to the next one. Like I enjoyed it like for 2 days, and then like maybe during the day as well. But like there's still more work to do. You know, I mean, I still want to like continue to build up my name, still continue to build up my skill set, and you know, just keep evolving and just keep fighting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we just look at your earlier career before this fight a little bit, you've obviously now had 21 fights as an amateur. You know, one of the longest amateur sort of careers I've seen in a while, to be fair. What benefits do you feel that you've had from having such a long amateur career?
I think it's the cage time experience. I think it's the... because I did IMAFs as well, and I think it's the opportunity and the experience to fight different type of styles from different places around the world as well. So like when I fought IMAFs, I fought guys from Ukraine, I fought guys from Tajikistan, I fought guys from Brazil, and you know, I fought guys from India. Obviously, I fought in England as well. So I fought different kind of styles, different kind of personalities, different kind of skill set as well. I fought some grapplers, I fought some strikers, I fought some well-rounded guys. So I think it's the experience of it. I didn't plan to have 20 fights, didn't plan to have anything. I just train and then I just kind of fight and that's it. Like I don't really see that, like there's no plan or structure with like in terms of fighting. There's a structure with training, but with fighting, I just kind of, especially as an amateur, I just kind of train and then if something pops up, I'll just jump on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you say, it's important, isn't it, getting that cage time as an amateur. Obviously, having that longer amateur career, you've competed on big stages already. You mentioned the IMAFs. You know, you've competed at both the World and the Asian Championships in that, which we'll come on to in a little moment. But do you feel like being on them big stages already, it's set you up well for your eventual pro career?
Well, hopefully. Obviously the World Championship, the Asian Championship, and now obviously with PFL, it's kind of, not many amateurs get this opportunity, so I'm very grateful for it. Hopefully when I turn pro, it's it's all the experience helps, but yeah, like I said, it's you never really know. So, but my job is just to train and then just hopefully just show up during fight day and do my best. So hopefully this experience, hopefully all this time as an amateur helps when I turn professional.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned there, you've competed at, on the IMAFs, some of the big stages as well. But what was that experience like at the IMAFs for you?
Yeah, like I said, obviously just fighting those different styles, fighting like four times, four times in like 5 days, making weight as well. But to be fair, that wasn't big of a problem to me because I don't cut down much weight, so it wasn't that much of a problem. But it's definitely part of the experience as well. I think it's like I said, fighting different styles, different countries as well, and it sounds like round of 32 as well, and then it gets to round of 16, and then goes to quarterfinals and semifinals, and obviously if you make it to the finals as well. So you kind of it's the experience of like lesser fighters in like in every day there's lesser fighters, so it's kind of like a strange feeling as well, but at the same time it's kind of a good feeling, like you're one of the best guys in that competition as well. Yeah, the World Championships was because it was my first time competing in the IMAFs, so it was a very cool experience. Obviously representing my country as well in like in the highest level of in the sport as an amateur. Yeah, it was definitely a good experience. I lost in the finals as well, which was a good learning curve for me as well. I also a good guy from Tajikistan, good style, good fighter as well. So it's yeah, you learn from those kind of fights, like especially those kind of tournaments and stuff.
Yeah. Was it obviously you had the world first, didn't you? And then the Asian Championships, which I believe you went on to win. How was it important for you to sort of get right back in to the Asian Championships after losing in the finals of the Worlds?
Before even competing at the World Championships, the national team were already planned for three of us to do the World Championships, to do the Saudi Games, and then to do the Asian Championships. And it was all like in the span of like 22 days, I think. So yeah, so I had those well, I did the World Championships, rested for a couple of days, did the Saudi Games. And then the next day, I just went to Bahrain for the Asian Championships. So it was a kind of constant of just like staying pretty much close to weight, mentally ready as well, because you just keep fighting. So it was definitely a cool experience. Like for the Asian Championships, it was like I wanted to make sure to win that gold, to win the gold medal because I came up short in the World Championships. So I really wanted that gold medal for the IMAF. So I'm glad I had it, but even if I didn't win it, it was still been a good experience, obviously fighting those kind of level.
Yeah, you mentioned the Saudi Games, which I was going to come on to. It's obviously a massive event in Saudi Arabia. Looking at the website earlier, I looked at it and kind of thought it's like an Olympics for Saudi fighters
Yeah,
and
definitely
Saudi
is.
athletes. It's incredible. How big of an occasion was that for you?
Oh, it was definitely a big okay. It's the second Saudi Games, so they had one last year, but they didn't have MMA part of the Saudi Games,
Nice.
so they had it this year. They had jiu-jitsu, they had Muay Thai, they had boxing, wrestling, but they didn't have MMA. So I was excited to compete in it. Like in terms of like an event, man, I think it was close, even bigger than the IMAF in terms of production wise and everything. Like for the whole like 3 weeks, like in Saudi, it's all been about just the Saudi Games. So the country's invested a lot of money into it, so it's kind of to promote and help Saudi athletes, I mean, like to give us opportunity to showcase our skill set.
Yeah, like you say, it's a incredible event, and as I say, I'd not really come across it until sort of, researching a little bit for to speaking with yourself. And like I say, the sheer scale of it is tremendous. I mean, Saudi Arabia, they don't do things by half, do they? They go all out when they're putting an event on.
I mean, you kind of see it with the boxing events as well, and the PFL obviously events as well with the last one that just happened. So yeah, they kind of go all out with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Saudi Arabia is it's thriving at the moment in terms of events. You've got, like you say, the boxing events happening. You've got the Saudi Games. Like you've got in sort of wrestling, you've got WWE. You've got that deal for events for 10 years, I think it was. I think really trying to change the world's perception of Saudi Arabia. Do you think everything's moving in a positive direction for Saudi Arabia?
Oh, definitely. There's, especially speaking for me, you know, as a as an athlete as well, like the opportunity has been given to us. It's unbelievable. Like only like 6 years ago, like as I was just starting to come up as well, and competing in those kind of regional shows, like not just mixed martial arts, but like wrestling, boxing, Muay Thai. Like it hasn't been in the attention of the Ministry of Sports here, but the last couple of years, man, it's been so much of events and like an opportunities. Like I said, the Saudi Games, man, I think Saudi Games is the best thing that happened for the Saudi athletes, because I think those kind of big events, the PFL, the boxing events, it's not like, it's kind of more for the fans than the athletes, the Saudi athletes. Like I think, because none of us have made it to that kind of big level yet. So I think those are for like the biggest stars, like from the outside, from America, from England. But I think the Saudi Games, like probably you have seen, like there's like 72 sports in the Saudi Games, which is crazy. But like I said, it's a massive opportunity for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Onto that PFL and Bellator card, then obviously. You spoke with Kieran from Combat Wizard a little bit before the fight, and you said on there that they wanted you to compete originally as a pro, but you said you wanted a bit more experience, sort of as an amateur. Do you feel like that was a justified decision? Do you feel like that was the right decision for you at the time?
It wasn't my decision, to be fair. It was kind of my team, my coaches. So I think they came to us like a with a to want us to fight pro at Bantamweight. But my team said, like, obviously I'm a flyweight, I'm a natural flyweight. Like I'm not even big as a flyweight anyway. So I mean, kind of my coach said no, but apparently they really wanted to sign me. I don't know why, but yeah, they just signed me as an amateur. So I don't know when I'm turning pro, or you know, if my next fight is pro or not. But my focus now, just like I said, is just I know it's cliche, but my job is just to train, and then whether it's pro, whether it's amateur, I'll show up and do my absolute best. But in terms of decision, it's kind of my team.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not really kind of, because they came to us before, like before I had my Unity title fight in August. So it was even before the IMAS as well. I think I just had 10 fights. So yeah, I think that was more of my team's decision.
Yeah. Obviously on the card you were one of only two Saudi fighters. And obviously, opening the card as well. But how proud does that make you to have been able to represent your country on one of the biggest stages in MMA?
Oh man, it was unbelievable, because like I never fought at this kind of stage, and as well, like all of my fights were mostly based in England, and obviously in the IMAF and stuff. But so I only had two fights here in Saudi, and it was like my first two fights. So, and it was more of like a tournament thing, so there wasn't that many people and stuff. So this one, like I had family, I had friends coming over to watch me as well, which was, yeah, like it was really good to see. But like I said, like I wasn't just part of the event, but I was also like the opening card of it as well. Like I was the first fight of this event, so obviously the opportunity was like too good to be true. But yeah, I'm glad I had it. I'm grateful, but at the same time, I'm excited to showcase my skills now at, in front of the PFL, in the PFL, and I just can't wait for the next one.
Yeah. Speaking about the event, like you mentioned there, you were the opening fight of the prelims of the entire card, which I think a lot of people would say if you're not headlining, you want to open the
Yeah,
card.
yeah.
They're the two most memorable slots, aren't they? Let's be honest. What was going through your mind as you were walking to the cage? Was it easy for you to stay focused in that moment, or were you a little bit overwhelmed by it or anything?
No, I think the big difference was during the 5 week. I think it wasn't the fight day itself. I think it was the 5 week, the media, the just how big of production PFL is. You know what I mean? I think that's the biggest difference. Like, I think during fight day it was kind of normal. It was kind of the same thing. Like during the fight day, walking in, like even in the cage as well, the like you can tell it was a obviously a bigger event than usual. But I think during the fight it was normal as usual. But I think the during 5 weeks it was like the kind of the biggest difference for me.
Another thing you mentioned, obviously, with Keaton from Combat Wizard was the plan was originally to have sort of 20 amateur fights. I know you said that that wasn't always the plan, but at some point that sort of became the idea. Nice round number, but obviously this takes it to 21. So, have you got? I mean, obviously, I imagine you can't say anything on here, but is there something? Got? Have you got fight news coming up anytime soon or anything like that?
No, nothing confirmed, but I know they obviously we just opened the PFL MENA. I don't know if you heard. So it's like similar to PFL Europe. So it's like just the normal regular season, but it's kind of just similar to how to do with PFL Europe. So they're starting in April 26.
Right.
That's the next one in Saudi. They haven't contacted me or anything, but I just told them I'm ready for. I wanna fight as much as possible. To be fair, I wanna. Especially that, like I said, I'm still an amateur, so might as well get all that experience in, and then hopefully by next year maybe, I'll just be ready for that kind of pro rounds.
Yeah, absolutely. I noticed on Instagram, you had a lot of pictures from fight week to build up to the fight after the fight. I'd say massive occasion. Pictures with the likes of Jon Jones,
Yeah.
Yoel Romero. Were you starstruck meeting any of them? Is it like
Oh,
a bit?
yeah, definitely, man. I mean, you watched like I've been training for 8 years now, and then obviously watching those guys fight live as well. Obviously, because I'm in Saudi as well, so we stay up in the morning as I watch these guys. Even guys like Aaron Pico, man. I know he's not the biggest name, but man, Aaron Pico. Like, I remember watching his debut on New York as well, when he fought Bellator, and just see him coming up as well. Like he was a top prospect when he made his debut as well. So watching guys like that, and then obviously fighting on the undercard as well, and then obviously seeing guys like Romero. Like I just bumped into Romero as I don't know, my training, like during just like weight, like cutting weight. So I just finished my session, and then like I just see Romero walked in. I was like, what kind of athlete is that guy? But he was like so big and stuff. But yeah, watching guys like Romero, and then obviously seeing Jon Jones after the fight. Yeah, it was definitely surreal, but like, if anything, I think like now I'm just kind of excited to be part of PFL. Like, I'm excited to put myself out there. I'm excited to kind of display my skills now as well.
Yeah, obviously, like I say, it's a massive stage, and just being on that card will surely open a lot of doors for you. Have you noticed any like increase in like media attention or anything like that as like your socials got busier, your social medias and things like that?
No, like not that much to be fair. I mean, I've only got like 500 followers, I mean, which is not that bad to be fair, but no, I mean, you're the second guy after the fight who did an interview with me, so I mean, it's not that big of a thing, but yeah, but no,
One
not yet, not yet. I'm
day,
still
it's early days.
at the humble phase one, so
It's early days, mate. Sooner or later, you'll
yeah.
be getting other fighters asking you for the picture, not the other way around. So,
Yeah, Jon Jones will ask me for a picture one
yeah,
day.
one day you'll get there, mate. Honestly, no, it's you know what, it I think it says a lot about you and your skills that they wanted to sign you still, even as an amateur. You were the only amateur. Yours was the only amateur fight on the entire card. Like the fact that they could have walked away and said, "Well, no, it's pro or nothing," and they haven't. You've still gone ahead and signed you. That says a lot about you, I think.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, I'm still grateful for it. I'm blessed to have this opportunity. Yeah, I'm just kind of excited to be part of this kind of promotion, like this kind of big promotion now, you know, like it's a big platform to display your skills now as well, which is just motivates me even more to train hard and then just fight.
Yeah. Absolutely. So just before we wrap up, mate, just want to give you the opportunity to give any shout outs to your coaches at AVT.
Oh, obviously, man, yeah, AVT is kind of my family now. I love those guys. Obviously, my head coach Danny, who cornered me in my PFL debut as well. He's kind of my manager as well. He's the one who signed the PFL as well. Obviously, you got guys like Jay as well. I love Jay as well. He's kind of my head coach as well at the same time. Him and Danny. Been training with them for just I think around 4 years, 5 years. Yeah, there's so many good guys as well. Guys like Charlie as well. I know you probably heard of him as well, Charlie Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fighting for BNF Tar as well this weekend, I think. Or next weekend, I think. I'm a bit lost with that one, but yeah, you got Charlie, you got guys like Harry Edwards as well, Joe Elias as well. Yeah, there's so many good guys from that gym. Not even just the amateurs, even the pros, guys like Adam Brammel, who I did some rounds leading up to this fight. Yeah, there's so many guys to name from this gym, but they're definitely my team and my family.
Yeah, no, it's it. You've got a great team there, both amateur and pro, as you say. I mean, I've spoke to a handful of guys from AVT the last couple of months, and the response always is just amazing. And you've all said the same things. It's just, like you say, it's a family. It's just a bunch of a great guys and girls. You know what I mean? It's fantastic. It's a great team, and I think yous are going far. And lastly, mate, just if you wanted to give any shout outs to any sponsors.
No sponsors yet, but I'll probably give a shout out to the Saudi MMA Federation. They were since the IMF, since I competed for them in the IMF, they kind of been helping me as well, to be fair. So I probably thank the Saudi MMA Federation. Yeah, I mean, just to thank my team as well, AVT as well. Yeah, there's not much. I want to thank my family as well. No, but thank you all. I don't have that much sponsors yet. Maybe one day, man. Maybe one.
They'll come, don't worry, mate. As I say, early days, early days. Well, look, thank you very much for your time, Malik. I really
Oh,
appreciate
thank
it.
you, man. Thank you.
Just wanted to finish it by asking, what does a successful 2024 look like for you?
Just keep on fighting, man. Just keep on evolving as a martial artist. Hopefully, get more fights in the PFL cage. Yeah, man, just be able to do what I love and then just show up and fight and just get my name out there.
Yeah. Love it, mate. Well, again, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate
No,
it.
thank you, man.
And
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
look out for I'll be looking out for some fight news, and we'll get that shared and make sure people know the name Malik Bassahel. So
Oh, man, thank you so much, man. Thank you.
no worries, mate. Take it easy.
Have a good one, bro. Thank
You
you.
too. It was super necessary.
Go now.